Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a security story that shows a fundamental problem with how AI assistants are built. Ars Technica reports that Microsoft patched a critical vulnerability in M365 Copilot last Tuesday. The security firm Varonis found an exploit they call Search Leak that could let attackers steal two-factor authentication codes and other sensitive data from a user's emails. The attack works by tricking Copilot into searching a user's own inbox and exfiltrating the data. An attacker sends a target a link with a malicious search parameter. If the user clicks it, Copilot searches their email, finds a 2FA code, and embeds that data in an image request sent to an attacker-controlled server.
The exploit jumped over several guardrails Microsoft had in place. Copilot normally wraps output in code blocks to prevent this, but the researchers found the protection only kicks in after Copilot finishes thinking. During that thinking phase, the raw HTML renders and the image request fires off before the guardrail can stop it. Microsoft has patched this specific issue, but the underlying problem, AI's inability to distinguish user instructions from malicious ones hidden in content, remains unsolved.
One number to know today, $18 trillion. That's the untapped AI value the world's top 2,000 public companies are sitting on, according to a CIO Dive study. The reason? Technical debt and broken internal processes, keeping them stuck in what researchers call AI pilot purgatory.
SpaceX has officially announced its plan to buy AI coding startup Cursor for $60 billion in stock. InfoWorld reports the deal presents a mix of opportunity and uncertainty for enterprise customers. Analysts say the main benefit could be better access to GPUs and compute through SpaceX's xAI unit. But they also warn CIOs should be concerned about data privacy and platform risk.
The key question is whether Cursor's zero data retention policy survives under new ownership. One analyst pointed out that Cursor's own disclosures show its standard privacy mode already permits some code data storage, with only a stricter legacy setting retaining nothing. For companies using Cursor's agents, which the company says are in 64% of Fortune 500 firms, this deal triggers a major due diligence moment.
Anthropic has pulled back a planned billing change for its Claude Agent SDK just before launch. The Decoder reports that instead of moving to a separate credit system, the SDK and third-party apps will keep drawing from regular subscription limits. The retreat appears driven by pushback and a looming price war with OpenAI.
NVIDIA announced RTX Spark, a new PC platform combining an ARM-based CPU, Blackwell graphics, and up to 128 gigabytes of unified memory, all designed to run AI agents locally. InfoWorld frames this as more than just a faster computer. It's proposing a new architectural premise. What if the model, the agent, your data, and the application all lived on your machine instead of a distant cloud data center?
Finally, Wired argues that advanced AI models with hacking capabilities are inevitable, despite government crackdowns. The piece suggests the underlying trend is toward more capable, agentic models, and that trying to stop their development entirely may be a losing battle.
One thing to try. If you're using Cursor or another AI coding agent, now is the time to audit your privacy settings and data retention policies before the SpaceX deal closes. Pull up your account settings, check what the current zero data retention commitment actually covers, and document it. Screenshot the terms if you can.
The reason is simple. Ownership changes create uncertainty, and you want a clear baseline of what you're getting today. If the policy changes later, you'll have evidence of what was promised. It's a lightweight due diligence step that takes maybe 10 minutes, but could matter a lot if your code base is sensitive.
That's Compact Conversations for Wednesday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.